Day 20. The Couple Relationship. Hi, let me jump right away into today's subject, that of the relationship with our significant other. According to the dictionary, a couple involves two people who relate to each other. Therefore, who communicate, who exchange emotions, ideas, and energy. Here in the 21st century, we have our choice of means of communication. Never in the history of humanity have there been so many forms of communication, such as radio, television, mobile phones, and internet. In an instant, we can communicate with someone on the other side of the world. The mobile phone is an incredible success with people of all ages. What we have seen after nearly 30 years of practice in medicine is that relations between genders have never been so difficult. We have the best means of communication, but we do not manage to communicate. And this is true for all age groups. Some time ago, Dr. Laroque was walking by the Eiffel Tower in Paris, where there was a group of young people. A festival was going on with music and dancing on the streets. For about a half an hour, he was surprised to find himself following a young couple, about 20 years old, walking hand in hand. They did not say a word to each other the entire time. They did not even look at each other. The man spent most of his time on his phone, not talking, just listening. Neither of them seemed really happy. At the restaurant, look at older couples. They do not talk. They have nothing to say, nothing to laugh at, nothing to share. They seem to be waiting for it to end. I wonder, is there any love there? Is there someone there to hear you speak? It is interesting to note that the majority of couples in unhappy relationships divorce. But there are also many who do not dare. This does not leave many people in satisfying, fulfilling relationships based on love and mutual respect. And are people happy? I would say not often, maybe 10%. So, what's the problem? An American psychologist, John Gray, once said that men come from Mars and women come from Venus. We would recommend that you read this book. We have problems communicating because we do not speak the same language. Dr. Laroque once had a client who wanted to lose 110 pounds or 50 kilos, but had not been able to. One day, she told him that she had found out what was blocking her, and it was sexual. Her husband had never managed to satisfy her. This was the reason for her frustration and her bulimia. She had never been able to talk to her husband about it. He ought to have known, she felt, that she was never satisfied sexually. She felt these things were obvious, and it was his fault that she was not satisfied. The couple agreed to see Dr. Laroque together. He was at a healthy weight and attractive. She said again in front of him what she had told Dr. Laroque. He was completely floored. He cried and he could not talk. Dr. Laroque saw him a week later. He said he could not have guessed that she had never been satisfied during their sex life. He had stopped making love to her because he thought that she would rather not, since she had put on weight. In communication, there are two poles connected by a communication link. For good communication, each pole must be true. Each partner must be sincere, must express his thoughts and emotions, and then receive the message of the other person. This means listening to the other, by respecting differences and making an effort not to interpret what the other person is saying. It is easy to say, but can be difficult to do. It requires stringent training. Here again is the process. First, be sincere and start by analysing yourself using the ABCDs and the Mental Weight Questionnaire. Remember that you cannot change the other person. Secondly, Express what you are feeling using the word I. I am in pain. I am hurt. I am not feeling well. I am depressed. I am angry. I am worried. I am sad. Or I feel guilty. Third, listen to what the other person is saying to you. Don't say a word until the other person is finished. Then check that you have completely understood what the other person is saying. Summarize what the other person has said and then ask, have I correctly understood what you want to say? Respect differences of opinions. You may have two different views. You think you are right, as does the other person. Knowing who is right is not important. By doing this exercise, you will see that most of your communication problems will disappear and you will have peace and pleasure with each other. I have noticed during my career that most conflicts start with small things and misunderstandings. And lastly, in the rare cases where you find the differences impossible to accept, then you make the right decision in harmony instead of in anger. And what about sex? It is part of one's personal life in a couple's balanced relationship. The appropriate frequency depends on the couple. There is no minimum or maximum. The important thing is that the two agree and respect each other by sincerely communicating. Never take the other one for granted. We tend to say that we are a new person every day, and I would add that every day we form a new couple. Beware of fatigue and stress. They can be the enemies of a fulfilling sex life. Beware also of getting into a routine. Surprise the other. Use your imagination. Take the time for you and your spouse at least once a week. Set aside some time to be alone in a pleasant setting conducive to communication. A fulfilling sex life needs love, and love gives meaning to sex.